Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. Today, I'm bringing you two interviews with our number one and number two breakaway ropers, Miss Shelby Beaujolais-Medjid and Taylor Munsell. Now, before we dive in, a little context. These were recorded at the beginning of the week last week when there was still about a $3,000 difference between Shelby and Taylor. And with the newly released WPRA Breakaway World Standings, Shelby is currently leading Taylor by just over $1,000 with $164,755 to Taylor Munsell's $163,719. And while the interviews are technically no longer correct, I think they are fantastic as far as a little bit of context on how these girls are doing. It's kind of funny now because Taylor was talking about loving the motivation from Shelby, and then Shelby was talking about how she actually liked to be the one chasing. So the roles are reversed, and I still wanted to bring you guys these interviews. Now, to give a little recap of this past weekend of pro rodeo results, we had a lot of Northwestern rodeos. We had Gooding, Moses Lake, and Caldwell. We also wrapped up the playoff series standings, and you can find our projected standings on the site. But as far as pro rodeo winners, Miss Bo Peterson was victorious in Caldwell. Jordy Edens-Mitchell and Cheyenne McCartney tied at the top of Moses Lake. And then there was a three-way tie in Gooding between Auburn Bedke, Brooke Burner, and Cash Gay. I am going to run through the WPRA World Standings before we jump in real quick. These were updated on August 19th. We start with Shelby Beaujolais-Medjid, Taylor Munsell, Josie Connor, Haley Williams, Cheyenne McCartney, Maddie Dierman, Aspen Miller, Joey Williams, Bo Peterson, Kinley Bernice, Riley George, Brady Good, Suzanne Williams, Jenna Dallin, and number 15 is currently Macy Young. I'm going to keep going because there's a lot of ladies really tightly packed in here. Number 16 is Erin Johnson, 17 Ricky Fanning, Kelsey Domer, Bailey Bates, Summer Williams, Hayden Thompson, Braylee Shepherd, Tiata Gray, Martha Angeloni, and number 25 is Danielle Lohman. Now, between the 15th and the 24th spot is less than $20,000, and we've seen somebody win that much in a week or two out there on the pro rodeo road, so we're not counting anybody out. It is definitely an exciting race to watch, and we can't wait to get more into it. But before we do, I need to give a little shout out to today's episode sponsor, Fastback Ropes. Fastback Ropes is Shelby's rope of choice, and we will be hearing a little bit more about them at the break. But for now, it's time to rope. Let's go. Well, hello, Shelby. Thank you for taking some time to chat with me in between some busy rodeo weeks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So talk to me a little bit about what this last week looked like. I had you on the top earners for Breakaway, caught checks in four places, I believe.
Yes. This last week actually was the rainiest rodeo week I've ever had in my entire life. Yeah, I've never roped in mud like that before that many times and rain like that. So it was just a muddy mess, and very grateful to get to rope in some dry ground recently.
Yes. Well, I mean, we can't curse the rain, right? But when you're roping in it, and mud seems to make everything just a little bit harder.
Definitely. I guess Dodge City Short Go got canceled because of the severe weather, and then I actually flew to Strathmore and roped there the next day, and it dumped rain on us. And then from Strathmore, went back south again, and I'm pretty sure almost every rodeo I've roped at since then has been rainy, except for Bozeman, Montana was pretty much the only dry one. We even got rained on at Hermiston, and it was supposed to be nice, so I think it's following me around.
You're the rain charm. We need to bring you down to
Yeah.
Texas or something.
Yeah.
Come back home. We need you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, so yeah, I have Cascade, Missoula, Hermiston, and Bozeman this last week, but you were north of the border as well.
I guess, yeah, I was north of the border kind of before this last week. I guess Strathmore doesn't really count as this week's rodeos, but yeah,
Yeah, it's.
Missoula was super, super muddy, and same with Chinook was just crazy. And my brother-in-law actually let me on his horse for those two rodeos and ended up pulling a check at one of them. So very grateful to him for saving the day because I was going to turn it out otherwise.
Okay, yeah. Well, and you start asking them to start and stop in ground like that, and you don't really know how it's gonna go.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you said you rode your brother-in-law's horse. Can you tell me his name?
Holden Medjid.
Okay, awesome. And he's out there calf roping. How
Yep.
many years has he been rodeoing?
I think just the last two.
Okay. I was wondering if he was a rookie, but and then you've had Miss Anna out there. Has Rubier been pulling at all these last few weeks?
No, I sent her to Dodge City for the short go, and she just got the trailer ride there and
Right.
back. So, yeah.
Okay. And then did she go back down to Texas or is she hanging out waiting?
She is hanging out in Ogden.
Okay. That'll work. And then Anna is kind of the number one right now.
Yeah, Anna's getting pretty much the brunt of it. She's gonna go to every rodeo that I can take her to until the season's over. I'll have root beer close in case I need her, but hopefully just gonna finish out on Anna.
Okay. And I know or last time we talked was the time that you won the NFR in Calgary in that same weekend, and you obviously were going back and forth because a horse cannot be in two places at once. But tell me a
Yeah.
little bit about why you've decided to just focus on staying on Anna instead of maybe splitting it up a little bit more.
It's honestly so tough because both of the horses have their strengths and weaknesses, but Anna's just kind of my girl, I guess, and even when she's kind of having an off day, she still lets me win, so it's kind of hard to get off her.
We had talked about your style last time as well, just making sure you get to the front and everything. Is that something that's still kind of at the forefront of your roping?
For sure. No, it's been really hard to try not to go back to my old ways out here, especially without a practice pen. And as soon as I do kind of get back to my old ways, I feel it instantly. And the second the run's over, I'm like, oh my gosh, Shelby, don't be doing that.
Yeah. Just stand up and try to sneak one by Anna instead of.
Yeah, for sure. And she'll tell on me, and it just everything feels, you can feel it right away. Nothing really feels that good. It kind of feels out of whack whenever, I don't do a good job, and Anna will kind of want to turn sideways a little bit in her stop. So, I mean, everything tattles on itself,
Yeah. You have the tells. Well, I'm sure it's challenging, but then you get it right and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm a genius.
Yeah, it definitely feels good when, you do it right, and all the practice kind of pays off, so.
Right. Well, this last week I was able to get together a playoff series kind of wrap up. Obviously, we still have a ways to go, but we're kind of coming up on that PLUP entry deadline, and then we have a few more rodeos until Sioux Falls. Kind of talk to me. I know that you were in because of the NFR Open. But kind of how has that strategy played into your rodeo in this year and even the rodeo count, honestly? We got a lot to think about.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it, and I think I've called and asked for like three different audits from the WPRA just to make sure that like what I have is what they have and what they have is what I have, and been trying to keep that straight. And then I guess the second biggest thing on my list right now is the playoff series and tour points. I'm definitely not where I want to be with the tour points, so basically, just capitalizing at the tour rodeos now is kind of the goal to finish out the summer and try and get into Sioux Falls.
Okay, yeah, because Never know how things are going to gallop, but we can make
Yeah.
sure you're in that.
I really don't want to leave it to Puyallup to try and get into Sioux Falls.
No. It's top eight back to Sioux Falls.
I want to say four, or sorry, four from Puyallup, eight from the standings
There we
is
go. Okay.
the way I
Yeah,
understand it.
it's awful tight, and I have some earnings figures from the beginning of September from the last 2 years, and I cannot wait. My little nerdy self, I can't wait to like pull everybody's earnings come September 1st and say, basically, look how far we've come, because
Oh, that's awesome.
it's gonna be really cool. But I was originally calling to chat with you about how you and Taylor were approaching Kelsey's benchmark, and you so graciously reminded me that, hey, I set the season earnings record in 23 with almost $200,000. So we're not quite there yet. I have you at $159,000, but I mean, we got 2 more months of rodeo and then the NFBR left.
Yeah, pretty much when that happened, I knew that that record was not going to last for very long. And with Calgary adding Breakaway this year and just all the big rodeos that we've got to rope at, adding more money this year, there's just, I think we're going to see new records
Yeah.
almost every year for a little while, just as the sport continues to grow.
Well, it's really exciting, and I will say it's both simultaneously exciting and hard because I can't draw those NFBR cutoffs that, maybe the team roping or the barrels can draw because they had this
Yeah.
data, and these consistent payouts, and Breakaway is growing, and so I'm kind of just doing my best over here.
Yeah.
Don't know
Yeah, it's
what the
kind of tricky
NFBR
to find
cutoff's going to be,
results and
ladies. I'm
stuff.
sorry.
Yeah.
So, okay, so prioritizing those tour rodeos, staying on Anna. Rootbeers are going to be in the wings if needed.
Yes.
Let's talk about Haven real quick. I know that he's been back out. Is he going like full tilt right now?
Oh yeah, he is getting to as many rodeos as he can get to, and he's kind of in the same boat as well with the tour. He's actually just really fighting to get into Puyallup. I don't know if he'll be able to get into Sioux Falls. You never know, but as far as through the standings, so we're just really shooting for Puyallup right now for him, and trying to get into Sioux Falls through Puyallup, but we're also shooting for the top 15, so he's got to kind of get busy out here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm that you guys have, talked it all over and have all the game plans and everything, but even if he can get to the NFR, that's gonna pay a lot of bills, I bet.
Yeah, for sure. The NFR is definitely the end goal, and I couldn't imagine him missing it. I don't think he could imagine missing it, but
No. He'd probably be
it's
like
also,
really twitchy.
yeah, it's also one of those things though where you're like just praying that you can get back out here and get healthy and do what you love. And I think being sidelined just really opens your eyes to that you just have to enjoy every rodeo and good or bad because you don't know, when the next one you'll get to rope at maybe. And so being back out here for him is a blessing in itself. So no matter how it turns out, I'm glad that he is able to come back and at least he has a shot at trying to make the finals now.
Right. And was he able to like kind of get patched up, or is he like repaired?
So like on the MRI, it is not completely healed, but they said that that's kind of going to be what it looks like for a while. He feels a lot better. He feels pretty good. He gets on a compression table that we carry with us out here almost every day of the week. And he does lots of workouts and stretching and all sorts of therapy out here. So he feels pretty good. He gets a little bit sore from sitting and driving, but as far as roping and stuff, it hasn't bothered him yet.
Sounds good. Well, he can just join the ever-growing list of our calf ropers with questionable
Yeah,
injuries.
no kidding. No kidding.
I'm just over here with my breakaway girls. Like, you guys can rope with all sorts of stuff as long as you can stay on the
Yeah,
set on
so
the
glad we don't have to get off.
horse. Okay. And then is he mostly riding Little Punch? I'm like really out of it on the calf roping.
No, he's actually on smoke all summer. Little Punch got hurt at Nampa at the exact same time that Haven got hurt.
Oh my
So
gosh.
we're just really hoping to have Punch back for the finals.
Okay,
If he makes the NFR.
we're gonna speak it into existence. No, we're
Yeah.
speaking him getting into the finals. We're speaking Puntree and back, and I hadn't gotten to chat with him about smoke, but I'm sure he's putting in the work, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this podcast is going to come out the week of the 13th. And so what does this next like week or two of rodeos look like for you?
This next week is kind of busy, but also kind of slow. Just Caldwell and Moses, and then Gooding and Burley and Baker. So, like I'll have a couple down days, and then I'll have like a couple all night drives. So it's kind of a weird week, but definitely slower than it's been lately.
Okay, yeah, I'm like thinking about all those locations as you're rattling them off and trying to like kind of build a little map in my head of, how much
Yeah.
driving is gonna need to be done.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously we're getting into Sioux Falls, trying our best anyway. And you're just about $4,000 behind Miss Taylor. You guys are really setting the standard high this year. What does it feel like to be in this position with about 7 weeks left of rodeo?
I feel like this is a pretty familiar position for me. I feel like I've been in it more times than not. I think I've been chasing the season leader 3 out of the 5 years that I've rodeoed. So this will be my sixth time, kind of, or my fourth time in this position out of 6 times of qualifying for the final. So I don't know. It's just kind of, you just kind of have to do what you can. I haven't had the best summer so far, but I'm also not gonna complain about it at all because it's just the way it goes. It doesn't matter how many times you never want to run through the barrier on a loper again, you're gonna. And so I've been trying to tell myself like it's never ending. It's always gonna happen. All this stuff's always gonna happen to you. So you just have to keep on going. And I'm hoping that I can out finish out strong and just keep my horse sound and have a good last few weeks out here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I feel like number two, it'd almost be a preferable place to be. And you don't
Yeah.
have to agree with me, but I feel like being number one comes with a lot of pressure.
Number one is a lot of pressure. I can speak from experience being in that position, I think 3 times, and it's very stressful because the level of ropers behind you know that if you stub your toe they're going to pass you, and like especially going into the NFR breakaway, it's so hard going in there knowing that you have to kind of expose yourself and try and win money and win as much as you can in the go rounds while placing in the average. But it's also like you have to be a little bit preserved also because like you don't have room to mess up because they're breathing down your neck, you know? So I personally would love to go in second or third or, not first because it is extremely stressful.
Yeah, you're like, let me do my job, let me mind my
Yeah.
business, and
Yeah.
I'll see you guys in Vegas as number two
Yeah, like if
until
you can just let
the
loose and chase and you have nothing to lose and everything to gain, I just feel like that's definite. I mean, all the positions are stressful, but I just feel like number one is definitely the most stressful.
end. Well, I hope to catch up with Taylor tomorrow and we'll kind of see how she's handling everything. But it definitely hats off to you ladies for hauling hard. I mean, everybody is out there. I feel like the competition is that much tougher this year. Everybody kind of knows their hauling patterns, they know their circuits better, they know just how everything works. And then we also have these rodeos
Yeah.
that are throwing more money at it. So, I mean, we have Martha, like, it's like low 20s, and I'm like, Martha?
Oh yeah, but you can't count Martha out.
It's so crazy because
She'll be
there's so
there.
many talented ropers in the mix.
Oh yeah, it is. It's crazy. It's definitely a different year, and I mean every year is different out here. Different rodeos, some adding more, some adding less, and. I feel like this summer there's been so much to go to for the girls that are great rodeos that were so spread out. There's some girls that I've hardly even seen this summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's definitely been weird. Usually, we're all kind of off the same circuit. We're all going to the same rodeos that add Breakaway, and now it's like you have Lovington that adds so much money, but then you also have the Montana run that adds a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, girls are kind of splitting off that way. Some are going south, some are staying north, and then, everybody's trying to work Hermiston in. So, you definitely don't see us, but everybody as much as we usually have in the past.
Who is somebody you hadn't seen in a hot minute that you usually see?
You know what? Actually, Kelsey was walking by my truck the other day when I was parking, and I was like, holy crap, I feel like I haven't hardly seen her this summer at all.
Yeah, you probably just like crossed in the night during the fourth run.
Yeah, it was a really strange sighting. I was like, wow, I haven't seen her in forever.
Yeah, that is really odd, especially when there's that kind of the community, kind of almost small town feel of the Breakaway Ropers.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, I think that wraps it up for me. It's really fun to hear kind of what your summer looks like from your perspective, because we just sit back here and we see the top runs and we see the numbers, but we don't know what it's like to drive all night. So it's fun to get to
Yeah.
hear your side of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll be chatting with you again soon, and we'll keep chasing the season earnings record, chasing everything else.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Fastback Ropes. Fastback was created in 1995 with a single mission in mind: to build the best rope on the market. And that will always be their number one goal. They believe it's important to build the best rope possible and provide the best customer service in the business. And they have two ropes we think you breakaway ropers are going to like. There's the Edge, which is what Shelby Beaujolais Medjed uses. It's a four-strand calf rope made of texturized poly, which gives it a tough and durable finish to help you outlast the competition. The second rope is actually exclusively a breakaway rope. It is pink with a purple core and it's called the Athena. Besides looking awesome, the core provides enhanced tip weight and durability. You can expect the Athena to give a snappy finish and close. Be sure to check out fastbackropes.com for more information and to order your Fastback ropes today.
Definitely gonna get broke this year because we're about 50,000 away, and we still got like 7 weeks left of rodeo and the NFBR. It's just a matter of how quick it's gonna get broken.
Yes. There's a lot of really good rodeos.
Yeah. What are some of the ones at the top of your list? I know we have Puyallup and Sioux Falls.
Yes, those two and the Mandan Rough Riders Cup
Right.
obviously are really good ones that are limited. But then there's also still like Caldwell's going on this week, getting in Burley, and then next week you got Kennewick, Bremerton, and Coeur d'Alene, and then the next week is Ellensburg, Wallowell, and Filer. Like if you have a good week, any of those weeks, I mean, we've seen Kelsey do it before. You can win a big chunk of money.
And this year especially, I feel like it's almost like everybody's a little bit packed in there tighter. You and Shelby are out there a little ways, but everybody else, I feel like it's decently close. Like you said, anybody can have a good week and move up a lot.
I mean, but it's so tight. Like when you look down from, I think it's even like, it looks like 15th down is, there's so many girls that can make moves.
Yeah, it's kind of scary to be reporting on it because I don't want to count anybody out. I feel like it's anybody's game.
Yeah, there, I mean, it can go down a long ways. There's a lot of people that can pull it off, especially with the way that the tour stuff works, like some of the people that'll get in and some of the people that won't. I mean, there's a lot of big opportunities there.
Yes, I have with the ground rules and everything, I have Zoe Bedke going to Puyallup via the NFR Open because both Shelby and Cheyenne are going thanks to their tour standings. So it's dropping down to number three on the NFR Open. So gets even more interesting.
Yeah, because I mean we've seen like Maddie go there and win Puyallup, and you make the top four at Puyallup and you also get into Sioux Falls, so
Yes. Fun
a
times.
lot of
Good
big
time to be a breakaway
opportunities.
roper.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you said you were roping at the place you're staying at right now. What's these next few days look like for you? You said you'd been hauling and sleeping and all the crazy stuff.
Yeah, I had a few all-night drives getting out to the northwest, because I was at home, and last week was a very busy week. But this week, I have had a couple days off. Today and tomorrow are off. The 2 days before that, I just went to some jackpots. I brought a green horse out with me, though, that I could jackpot on him. But
Is it Goon?
yeah, it's good.
Oh, love.
Yes, he's enjoying it. The weather's a little cooler out here than it was when he was getting left in Oklahoma.
Yes. He's like, I think I
But
might like this whole rodeo horse thing.
yeah, he gets spoiled now too. But this week for me is just I go to Gooding Slack Thursday morning, Caldwell Perf Thursday night, Burley Slack after the perf Friday night, and then Tremont and Slack Saturday morning. And then come back to Caldwell short round will be Saturday night. So it's the end of the week will be a little busier for me, but not too crazy.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you'll be driving Friday night. Is that going to be too brutal of a drive?
No, it's not. We've kind of done that several times, and it's not bad.
Sweet. Sounds good. Well, I know you've been riding Colonel, and then you had Monster back doing some circuit stuff. Kind of talk me through your horse lineup right now. Who's where? Kind of what's your game plan?
Yes, when I went home after Cheyenne, I got to go home for about 2 weeks, and I rode, I still rode Colonel at some rodeos where the calves were kind of tougher and strong, but I did ride Monster at Abilene. I got to ride him at one rodeo, and we split the win there, so that was super special. I always love getting to get back on him. It feels like home. But yeah, Colonel's been he's been a rock star here lately. He's been working outstanding, and Monster got left at home again. He's just hanging out till the towards the end of the year, and I have Colonel and Ray with me to rodeo on, and Goon out here is he's just kind of getting to be a jackpot practice horse and maybe go to a couple of the smaller rodeos that are left.
Yeah, I know that all the horses need seasoning, or like all the young ones need seasoning. Is it ever hard to put those miles on a jackpot, like as a practice horse, as a jackpot horse, and then still expect them to evolve into a roadie horse? I'm kind of getting off in the weeds here, but like, because if a horse is a rodeo horse, you want to get him sharp and you don't want to put those reps on him, but at the same time, they need those reps to become a rodeo horse. You see what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
I like jackpotting on them when they're greener and kind of treating them not like not trying to max them out at the jackpot, but just trying to be consistent with them and let them figure out what I want them to do every single run. Because once we're rodeoing on them, it's pretty cutthroat. So I do like jackpotting on them at first and letting them get real confident in what they're supposed to be doing before I go start asking them, for more at rodeos.
Yeah, so there's that, see if we can make a little money, but at the end of the day, it's seasoning your horse.
Yes.
Sweet. And so you got three horses in your trailer. That seems kind of like a lot to handle.
It's a little bit. The good thing is I don't mind taking care of them, and it gives me something to do in the downtime, which I really enjoy. The last several years I've come out here and had some downtime, and not really, my good horses only need so much, so it's nice to kind of have a young one that I can ride up at the slacks and stuff like that that needs it.
Yeah, kind of just pitter patter around on him and show him all the scary stuff.
Yes.
Okay. And then so Colonel's the A string, Ray's there if you need him, and then Goon's getting the jackpots.
Yep.
Sounds good. I was talking with Shelby, and we were talking about how there's so many different places girls can go and kind of different routes this year in comparison to previous years when you guys were all kind of wadded up together going
Yeah.
to the same place. Has that been your experience this year?
Yeah, I mean, you can really go. I mean, there's all different routes now where people can kind of go different. Like last couple weeks, I was kind of on a completely different route than everybody else when I went home. I went to Dodge and Abilene and Phillipsburg. But a lot of people went up to the Idaho rodeos. And then the next week, I went to Vanita and Lawton and Lovington. And a lot of
people went to the Montana rodeos.
Yeah.
You know, there's different routes and circuits to go that are good, all good rodeos. So it's kind of exciting. They're all the rodeos are getting good entries, even though they're kind of going on at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say the circuit, when you being Prairie Circuit, definitely plays into that whole choice on the route.
Yes.
Yeah.
That and getting to be home for a couple days.
You probably, did you sleep a lot or were you too busy grinding?
No, I was pretty busy. I had a lot going on.
Yeah. Still feels good to get home and get a little reset though.
It does. Yep. It really felt great.
Sweet. So let's talk a little bit more about you. We talked about horses. We talked about routes. What have you been really focusing on these last, you know, few months you're out on the road to make sure that you're staying sharp and keeping that number one spot?
Just, you know, I feel like this year the best thing I've done isn't really been my roping, but it's been giving myself the goes to win. And then when it works, it works. Because I also feel like I've let a lot of goes, like chances or opportunities to win slip by. But I've also put myself in the position to win a lot more this year. So that's something I've been really, you know, focusing on. And then it's been a pretty good year. This has honestly been one of the most fun years I've ever had rodeoing. So it's been pretty easy to stay positive and motivated.
Yeah, that's huge. So kind of tell me what a go looks like when you are giving yourself that chance.
Like just feeling confident in the score and across the line. And, I feel like I've been hitting the barrier really good and having really good looks at the calves. Mm-hmm. Even when I've kind of drawn tough calves, I feel like I've been doing a good job of riding my horse and giving myself a chance to win on them.
I love it. And has there been any change in strategy as far as, you know, maybe who's in your circle or how you're tracking those calves to, you know, get the videos, anything like that, that we can all steal and tuck away into our back pockets?
I do feel like this year I've figured it out a lot on a lot of the stock contractors and the rodeos and stuff, how to be a little more on top of figuring out what the cattle are. But also something else that I feel like I've gotten a lot better at is reading the cattle instead of like getting a video and them saying the calf went straight this run. So instead of when I run him, just expecting him to go straight, I'm still paying attention to the calf and reading the calf. Because just because he went straight one run doesn't mean he's going to go straight the next run.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure it's something that is impossible to describe without being in front of a calf. But is it kind of like how they're looking, their head, their ears? Is there something that's tipping you off a little bit?
No. I just read the calf entirely. Like, I don't try to anticipate any move he's gonna make. I just try to let him do what he's gonna do and then adapt to whatever it is.
There you go. Okay. And horses are feeling good. I love to hear that the mental game is strong, because I feel like even if you're having a good year, if your mind's not in the right place, it is rough.
Yeah, I mean, it is really rough, but I feel like this year I've gotten a lot of it figured out, and I feel like the mental side of it is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
But this year I've gotten it figured out a lot better and it has made it a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah. And is that just letting the bad goes roll off? Like, are you, you know, journaling, reading, anything like that?
No, I've gotten a lot steadier in my faith and like that this is the Lord's plan. And, you know, obviously I have to put the work in on my end, but this is the talent he gave me, and to have a bad mindset on it or to be disappointed in my abilities or anything would kind of be a, you know, disgrace to what he's blessed me with. So that definitely helps me a lot on staying positive.
I love that.
And there's something good that comes from, you know, every run. There was a learning point from everything. So I just try to make sure that I definitely am getting something out of every run, good or bad.
I had mentioned this to Shelby and I said, you know, number two's kind of a nice spot to be because you're chasing, you're pursuing, you're aiming, you're still in a good spot. And number one seems like kind of a scary spot to be. And I know you just got done saying that, you know, it's God's plan. But how do you deal with the pressure that comes with being number one in the world?
You know, it is, I will say it's like a whole different type of nerve-wracking. Because I do like chase. I do like, you know, being in the mix close enough to reach it, but still be on the chase, because I feel like that's part of what has always motivated me, and I've had to work on that a lot. Mm-hmm. But this year, I've said this a bunch of times, I just have been trying to make the best run I can on what I draw. Mm-hmm. And you know, you do that enough and I feel like things are going to go your way. And I will say, Shelby, she's gotten close to me now, and it makes things a little more interesting and entertaining to watch, because we're both roping really good right now and winning a lot the last few weeks. So it's been fun to keep track of, and kind of, you know, that helps a little bit, is that now I'm trying, you know, got that kind of competition to stay with.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if having somebody close behind you would be easier or harder from a mindset standpoint.
For my side of the mindset, it definitely helps keep me motivated, you know, going into these last few weeks, so that I don't feel the need to back off.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep the pedal on the ground. Okay. That sounds awesome. Let's kind of wrap up talking about the opportunities breakaway ropers have in pro rodeo now. I know when we kind of started, we were saying how there's all these different places you can go. Everybody's adding money. Just going through PRCA results, I'm like, gosh, they added 30,000. Well, they added 50,000 to just the breakaway roping. And it's really fun. And it's honestly a little bit intimidating to keep up with.
Yes. There's a ton of the rodeos that are getting, they're getting bigger and better, and they're just doing better by us. And it's cool every year to see the rodeos that do better and how much they support us and are happy to have us there.
Yeah. In your prediction, we think that we're going to surpass Shelby's 197,000 before we get to Vegas. But what do you think it's going to take? Like, what's somebody going to have to do to make that happen?
To break that earnings record?
Yeah.
I don't want to say a lot, because it's still going to be a lot. I mean, it's a lot of money, but like we've talked about, there's a lot of really big rodeos left, and, you know, one of the top in the world are still going to have a really good ending to the year. And I mean, I hope it's me, but, you know, there will be somebody that does it this year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really fun. And it just points to how breakaways, I feel like, gathering momentum. I don't know why we're not in the big show, but we're working on it.
Yes, I feel like it's getting closer every year.
Sweet. Well, I super appreciate your time. Can you run through kind of what's on the list here these next few weeks? I know we got the Tree Mountain, got Caldwell right now.
Yeah, Gooding and Burley this week, and then the next week is Kennewick, Ellensburg, or Kennewick, Bremerton, and Coeur d'Alene. And then the next week is Walla Walla, Ellensburg, and Filer. And then it's Puyallup and then Pendleton, and we're going so fast.
Yeah, we're in the very end. I'm just thinking about Pendleton, because that one's so different. Do you have any idea what you're going to ride over there?
I'll probably ride Ray again. You know, I've been four times. I've made the short round on him three times and 1 second once. So,
oh, well, shoot. Yeah.
I think I'll stick with him. That's a rodeo he's outstanding at, and I really feel like he deserves to get the win at that one. So I would love to be able to get that done on him.
Yeah. We're going to root for Ray in that.
Yeah.
He's done his time. Let him have it.
I know.
All right, guys, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Breakaway Breakdown, this time with Miss Shelby Beaujolais-Medjid and Taylor Munsell. I thought these were both really fun interviews that gave us a look into the mindsets between both of these girls as we really get into the home stretch of the season, and I hope you enjoyed them as much as I did. Special thanks again to Fastback Ropes for supporting today's episode, and I will catch you guys on the next one.